Welcome back to the Sneak Diss, your weekly podcast on sneakers, sports, culture, and other nonsense, made by sneakerheads for sneakerheads. Find the podcast streaming on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, YouTube, and on the website, which is updated daily at www.thesneakdiss.com. Get at us on Twitter at @the_sneakdiss, Instagram at @thesneakdiss, and check out the Facebook page, The Sneak Diss Podcast. And now, on to the Sneak Diss.
Follow us or else.
George.
Yep.
No Ryan. Episode 44. Who's 44? Frank Kaminsky. Hank Aaron.
Yeah, that's the one I was looking for. I was like, I know it's a baseball. I was thinking Willie Mays, but I don't think I was right. I think Willie Mays was 42. We might have forgot about that.
I don't know. Jackie Robinson was 42. Who else is 44? George Gervin.
Iceman.
Pistol Pete Maravich. I had both those Mitchell Ness jerseys. Shout out to Mitchell Ness. I think that might be it. Oh, homeboy on the Bulls.
I mean, there's more than that.
Your boy with the beard. Mirovich? Mirovich?
Mirotic?
Mirotic. He's 44. Any pickups?
Yeah, I don't think I... Well, that right there.
Oh.
I don't think I talked about that last week, right?
No. What is this? Oh, yeah, you did.
I did?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Anyways, what is it?
What day did I order it on?
I don't know.
Triple Black Air Max 9. Air Max 1?
Air Max 1.
Triple Black Air Max 1 Flyknit Ultra.
Finish line.
Yeah, eat Dookie finish.
No pickups for me, as usual. I'm still on my grind.
Reggie Jackson.
Oh, that's a good one.
44.
Dang, I got that jersey at the house. I didn't even think of that. Oh,
Jim
wait.
Jim Brown, Ernie Davis, too.
Ooh, Ernie Davis. Ooh, Riggins. Riggs. Riggs on Riggins,
yeah. John Riggins.
Yeah.
Jerry West. Yee.
Oh, forget Jerry West. He's the NBA logo. Ah, I can't think of anybody else. No pickups for me, like usual. Still paying my debts off for the Cowboys. Actually, I've given away all of them except the human races. I'm still holding on to my human races.
You hope he forgets.
Nah, he's already hit me up and asked for him. Shout out to my brother-in-law, Edgar.
Dang, you still haven't said all what you lost, huh?
I did. I lost human race, Laney 14s.
What's up?
Top threes.
Sorry to whoever lost that. out of the group.
Top three ones. Oreo 4s. Columbia 4s.
Who are these people you're betting? Like, do they wear, like, baggy jeans still?
What else? Like, the NMD. What are you talking about? Fours are your grails.
They are, but people who wear fours. People who would actually ask for a four in a bet only wear baggy jeans.
Air Max. Yeah, but there's DS Jordans.
Matching Jordan t-shirts.
All these are DS except the Carolinas. I wore them once. Hyperfuse 90 Air Max. And then Human Racers. So, Human Racers I still have in my car. My brother-in-law is supposed to come pick them up, but he hasn't. So shout out to him. Hopefully he just be's a good brother-in-law and changes his mind. Hopefully he says, like, you know what, I'm not even going to do that to you.
Right? That's not true.
I hope so. That's because I love those shoes. I tried to offer some other stuff. I even said you could take two for one, and he still didn't want it.
You the best thing you lost was
Human Races. No, Human Race.
Hyperfuse 90s.
So. I could probably get Hyperfuse 90 FRS somewhere.
Yeah, you're going to have to buy the Flyknit ones.
That's a possibility. But man, I have faith in my Cowboys, but, and I'd still bet again. I don't care.
Too much faith
in. I just wouldn't bet those shoes. I mean, I was way too drunk. I was way too drunk to be making bets like that. And, you know, the Cowboys are the Cowboys. Like, in the back of my mind, you always, like, it's still the Cowboys, but I still place those bets. I'm just mad that I agreed to Human Race because I almost agreed to Pirate Blacks. But, man, I was faded out of my mind.
You make $1,000 bet on a Cowboys.
That's basically what it would have been.
Suicide.
What comes out this week? It's basically just all Adidas EQT stuff, right?
Yeah, that whole pack. The
is it called EQT or is it like something equipment? What is it?
Who yeah, knows? Well, that one shoe you're talking about, the EQT Support 93 with the like gigantic boost on the bottom.
9317.
EQT Support 9317.
Turbos.
Yeah, Turbo is that pink colorway, I think. I'm assuming that's what they're calling it.
You copping?
Nah, I ain't buying nothing.
I want a cop.
I think I'm...
I didn't know they were 180, though.
I think I've seen a light.
Yes, and the light has boost on it.
The light... Well, the light definitely has boost on it, but it also has, like, you're going to be poor. You keep on buying this boost.
Yes, but you're about to get married, so you have an excuse
to wedding, got to pay for a lot of stuff. Those two trips this summer, got to pay for a lot of stuff.
Where y'all going this summer?
Baltimore, D.C., New York City on one trip, and then maybe Oregon on another trip.
Y'all go to, like, the greatest places ever for trips. The entire family?
Yeah.
Must be nice. So one day, I'm about to bring my family with your family. Yeah, I mean, I want to cop... A good two or three of those pairs.
I think the other ones though are could. I don't know. Obviously, we've heard that the ones that are super comfortable, but I kind of want to try on the one with the Ultra Boost sole that has the.
It's the old school model. Oh, with the prime knit. Are those prime knit?
Nah, too? I mean they have those
they
too.
Have the all white prime knit.
That's an EQT Support Ultra Boost PK.
Oh, okay.
Not, but that one's either white or black.
But that's just the King Push shoe.
Yeah, exactly. White. I'm talking about the EQT Support regular shoe right. with the Ultra Boost sole.
The one that like Concepts had a collab with.
Yeah, yeah,
it looked like, they kind of look like golf shoes a little bit.
But this one has that same turbo pink colorway fire.
So,
there's also, hold on, the Reverse Shark, the SB Dunk Low coming out.
Oh, I've seen that.
That was a big shoe back in the day.
Back in the day, that was a huge shoe. You copping?
No. Although if it has the slim, if it has the slim tongue, and I see them,
I don't mind them for like $10. Those camel ones that came out what 2 or 3 weeks ago, I'd buy those.
It looks like it has a slim tongue. Pause. I want the Nike Lab ones. I keep telling you, I want the
which ones?
Ice cream orange or whatever they're called, Arctic orange. The like Vachetta tan pack or whatever that pack is.
Oh,
the Nike Lab Dunk Lows.
Is it out?
Yeah, it's been out.
Oh.
You can actually get them from the retail now.
What else? Oh, real quick, we're going to talk Westbrook not making the being voted by the fans, starting lineup. We'll talk, I think there's, what, 2 years in February? We'll touch that. We're going to do top 10, I guess, greatest action movies. I don't know if I want to say they're the greatest action movies of the 90s to me. I think I more pick the ones that I watch anytime.
Yeah.
Even though every single one I watch anytime. Because, like, some of them I looked at them and
those fire ones.
I could honestly say that a lot of them might be considered trash to people, but I can watch them any day of the week. Not trash, but, like, there's so many other ones out there. We already know we're going to miss a bunch.
Might be better.
And not, yeah, those ones are tight. That we already know we're going to miss a bunch. So I know y'all going to say, like, how could you leave off this? How could you leave off that? But this is our list. So top 10.
And put your list on IG.
Yeah, IG. Put it on everything. Twitter.
Well, hold on a second. There's also apparently the Stone Island Nike Lab Sock Dart Mid pack.
Oh, yeah. Those drop too. The Navy and Olive.
I want all of them.
Yeah, like, but for $10. Cheap. All right. Sock darts are overrated.
Sock darts suck. But I heard if you cut the strap off and put laces in, it looks fuego. So I kind of want to do that.
Actually, we do Super Bowl picks too. And, rest in peace to the founder of WorldStar.
Q WorldStar. You know what the worst part of, the worst part obviously is for like his family, his friends, but for me.
I didn't know
he
was married. Kids too.
The most ironic or worst part was I just watched the Hot Ones with Padma Lakshmi or whatever. Yeah. The last one they had, she's like the host of Iron Chef or whatever.
Top Chef.
Yeah, whatever.
Love that show.
I watch the show.
Favorite show.
She's very good looking, obviously. But anyways, so she goes to games and sits in the front row, like Knicks games, with that Q WorldStar man. And so they're like best friends.
Really?
It's a completely weird scenario. But yeah, he asked the host, asked her about it, and she was talking about him. So like, for me, just to watch that last week and then he died, that's kind of weird.
I don't like stuff like that. That means I'm going to make a doctor's appointment. I get super paranoid.
43 or something?
43. They said he died in a massage parlor.
Dang. At first it was. Dang, it might have been lit.
Hey, man. God bless the dead. I'm not saying nothing. But man, shout out to him. Seahawks. Definitely, we talk about the culture. I'm gonna tell you, World Star changed the culture. No, World Star itself. I mean,
and for you, Black Planet too.
I was never on Black Planet. World Star, literally, you go. I mean, I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, I mean, he put on rappers. Rappers who put their videos and stuff on there. But you went to World Star just to watch nonsense, huh? I mean, there was the only place. See, you would go to YouTube, you would have to search for your nonsense. You went to World Star, and it was just rows of nonsense. You just, I would sit there for hours watching nonsense. You'd see videos of people fighting. Them top 10, like, scraps of the week and stuff used to keep me entertained like crazy, all right?
You would well, see, what it was is, like, it started as videos, and then they went to, like, the top vines of the week, and then everything just exploded. Right. When they did, like, the top 10 vines or 20 vines of the week, that's when the popularity of everything just went through the roof.
I mean, that joint, you watch internet, watch people get scrapped up. You watch news from other states that, like, you wouldn't even believe. They had interviews, sneaker stuff, local rappers. They had every single thing you want on a World Star. So, shout out to, you know, condolences to his family and stuff like that. He definitely provided something for the culture. Because, I mean, I haven't been on it in a long time, though, I will say. I just haven't had the time. Because World Star's one of those things, like, you got to turn the TV off. Yeah, you got to turn everything off.
You be on This Is 50.
I don't even know if This Is 50 still exists. But shout out to World Star. Rest in peace, Q. And, you know, appreciate your contribution to the culture. When you got people, when people pull out their cell phones, and the first thing you hear people scream is, yo, put that World Star! Yo, you put something in the culture, and that's a fact. Super Bowl picks. Who you got?
Are we picking?
Or do you even care?
Are we picking against? I wouldn't say I care. God. I'll be watching because it's Super Bowl. I think the Super Bowl and March Madness are the two things that I watch. Like sometimes the play, like the NBA playoffs, NHL, or World Series will be on, and I'll be like, I'll watch like a little bit of it and turn it off. But the Super Bowl and March Madness is like on TV.
March Madness is on every TV in the house when that comes on. Super Bowl is like one of them things where, like, if you're not watching it, even though you know you're not, you could feel like you're the only person in the world not watching the Super Bowl. Especially if you're on social media, you can't even look on Twitter or Facebook during the Super Bowl. Everybody's a sports analysis, you know, sportscaster then. But I don't know, man. I'm happy Aaron Rodgers got whooped. I'm just so sick of Aaron Rodgers.
You was looking at him on the sideline.
I was mad, so happy. I don't know. I was like ecstatic, and I wasn't rooting for Atlanta, and I wasn't rooting against Green Bay, but Aaron Rodgers is.
What did I tell you?
Oh, yeah, but man, you can't even. That's sheer luck.
They killed everyone.
Yeah, you're right, but we're still talking about Atlanta. All right. There's years.
Your theory don't work. That's my point.
No, I'm saying that there's years that Atlanta should have done this a few years. Like, this
isn't like. They got Kyle Shanahan now. It's different. Their offense is like a different level.
Now I don't trust anybody with the name Shanahan. Because he's going to go somewhere. He's going to go somewhere and be a head coach and be awful. We'll probably go to what? The Niners? I think they said they're focused on him right now. And they'll be trash. I'm fine with Atlanta. I just know one thing. Houston is going to be cracking. All right. First of all, Houston is already cracking. But now you got Atlanta there. You know Gucci Mane going to be there. Jeezy, T.I., Future, Drake. Everybody going to be there. It's going to be probably the most lit Super Bowl of all time.
They don't bring their guns. Because it will be tour buses. We're getting
Bun B, Ludacris. Every single rapper in Atlanta is going to be in Houston. Facts. I'm like, might as well just go to go party.
There's a lot of rappers from Houston, too.
You're right. And they join forces. Just saying, the Falcons like, the Falcons as well. Bro, you got Atlanta Falcons there, and everybody just going to head to Texas. So it's going to be the most cracking Super Bowl of all time. And you know what sucks is, man,
I think the most cracking Super Bowl of all time being the Raiders is get there
again. All right. Yeah, because the Earth will implode. There are Raiders and Cowboys. Actually, they can't even happen. Can that happen? Hey, Raiders and Cowboys could play. Oh, yeah. What are we talking about?
I see your brain's not fixed yet from that
weekend. But who you picking? Patriots or
it's indoor? You said it's Falcons. In Houston?
In Houston.
They got a
Reliance Stadium. It's indoor.
I know, but
I think they move it. I think it can open. I don't know.
If the top is closed, Atlanta Falcons. The top is open, Patriots.
I don't know, man.
When I looked and found it was in the dome, I said Atlanta wins. Period.
That doesn't necessarily...
If it would have been outdoor in a cold city, like when they did in like New York or whatever, Patriots.
Patriots lost to the Giants in Cardinal Stadium. That was a dome. And they lost to the Giants.
Yeah, but I'm not even so much talking about that. I'm just saying because Atlanta would be trash in a cold outdoor game because they play in a dome. So in a dome, they'll be right at home.
We'll see. No, I'm going to pick them.
Not intentionally a rhyme there, by the way.
I have Atlanta winning. What I wrote down? I have Atlanta winning 33-23.
Dang, another blowout for the Falcons?
33-23? 10 points. Blowout. I mean.
33-23 is 10 points.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh.
But that's not a blowout. It's a touchdown and a field goal.
It's a blowout.
No. Well, the blowout was what they did to the Green Bay. That was a blowout. That was a massacre. All right. I mean, I'm so happy. I can't. I like Aaron Rodgers, but I don't care, man. He's not overrated, but they're talking about like greatest quarterback ever. I'm like, get out of here.
I did see a top 10 quarterbacks of all time thing on TV the other day.
He better not have been in it.
No, I don't think he was. I mean, it was more historical, but they had Brady second and Montana one.
Brady should be in there.
I didn't. I mean, he should, yeah. But what I'm saying is he's still playing, so it's weird to see someone playing in a list with, like, Montana.
Well, nobody else in there, like, from our time? No, like, way. Favre or nobody?
Oh, yeah.
Marino?
Peyton Manning was third, I think.
Peyton Manning?
Once he got that second ring, that's what put him on the top.
He was trash at that Super Bowl.
He was trash. He was trash that entire season.
I'm just going to watch it. It's just traditional to watch the Super Bowl. Probably watch it at my sister's house. I'm expecting just a bunch of bad commercials like always. Who's performing? Lady Gaga? I think it's Lady Gaga.
Tony Bennett. Or he's supposed to be on stage or something.
Well, it's probably with Lady Gaga. Tony Bennett, Lady... Man, see, they probably should have Bruno Mars. They actually probably should have had, like, T.I.
Bruno Mars was probably there last year.
He was, but Bruno Mars is the best halftime performer.
It's the biggest performance in the world. No?
They should have had Beyonce. Okay,
first of all, you keep on talking about Bruno Mars, and you skipping over on Weeknd and Frank Ocean.
So I ain't trying to listen to no Weeknd during the Super Bowl.
I understand that, but don't make it seem like he's a better artist than those two. You need to chill out.
Oh, first of all, I introduced you to the Weeknd. Facts, all right.
That was about 5 years ago.
I've been listening to
you
the Weeknd.
Like you told me about him last week.
I've been listening
like 5 years ago.
I've been listening to the
Weeknd. I knew
Weeknd.
The Weeknd was before the majority of the country knew who he was.
Yeah, but it was second to me because I showed you who he was.
Yeah, you're making it sound like you just told
I'm just
me last
saying.
Week.
I'm just saying.
Like I'm real brand new.
And Bruno Mars, I probably choose to listen to his music over Weeknd. Weeknd music is a little dramatic now.
Yeah, if you in the club or trying to drive down the car and get hyped for the.
See, I like to be happy. I like to be happy.
I mean, Frank Ocean ain't necessarily making happy music either.
He makes great music. He makes great songs. I mean, he good. I haven't listened to the new one. So you said you got Patriots?
Atlanta is plus 3.
I'm mad about this Super Bowl.
If I was in Vegas, I think I would play Atlanta money line. I think Atlanta's going to win because it's indoors. But if they open the roof.
Vegas was way off on that Packers-Falcons game.
Way off on both. All of them.
Way off.
I mean,
off.
They weren't off on the thing. It just, that's what happens in sports.
Way off.
They had Atlanta favored by 6.
Yeah, but they had like a shootout, like scoring wise, like it was.
It still went over the total. Both of them went over the total last.
Well, because Atlanta scored all the points.
But still.
Well, so I got Falcons, and I guess you just got too many stipulations. So you just got whoever. I mean, if they open up the roof, it isn't like it's gonna be like freezing cold.
You're right.
I might be in Houston. They should have had it in Miami. Although I hate it when they have it in Miami or Tampa Bay.
They don't have an indoor stadium.
I know, but that would have been... Awesome. I think that would have been...
I'm picking Atlanta. You know why I'm picking Atlanta? Because I'm rooting for Atlanta because I don't want to see the Patriots win another thing.
But I don't know if I'm ready to see Atlanta win. If Atlanta wins... Like,
you're
I already
gonna
said...
You're going to be mad that Atlanta wins before Cowboys win. That's it.
No, because we've already won before. I don't
well,
care.
You know what I mean. In the last 20 years.
Cardinals fans... Will be fun. But the Cardinals are never winning a Super Bowl ever.
They probably will.
No, they won't.
They probably will.
They'll never get to the Super Bowl.
They probably will.
Again, not while we're alive. You might be right, but maybe Cortez and like everybody see it. Like, but we won't.
yes, when Cortez is like 80 years old.
gosh, what else? I guess we'll talk Westbrook. Fan vote. So what was it at first to be voted for the All-Star game? It was 100% fan vote, right?
Yeah.
And then
all fan online voting, but there's no requirement that you can only vote once. So people just did like bots and scripts to like vote over and over and over and over.
Oh, that's what they did?
I mean,
I didn't know that. Oh.
Mm-hmm. How do you think like Zaza Pachulia and players like that like get in the
I
vote?
Thought that was like a Twitter like thing, vote for him like something.
I mean, I assume that's what it is. Dang, Cleveland getting beat again by another shitty team?
God, Cleveland, get with it.
Because Duncan or everybody.
So I'm sure everybody is fully aware Westbrook didn't get voted into the All-Star starting lineup, and he is averaging a triple-double, 30, 10, and 10. First time since Oscar Robertson in, what, 75? I don't know whenever Oscar Robertson did it.
Nah, 60, 65. 60 or something. Like that.
You think that's right, or do you think it even matters?
I would have taken, all right, what's the starters again?
Starter for the West, Harden, Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, I would have taken KD. I would have taken Kawhi out.
Why?
I think because he's balling. Westbrook better this year. You can't take Harden out. You can't take Westbrook KD. Has to be in.
I would have took Curry out, man.
I mean, that's what most people are saying, but that's not.
Oh, see, I haven't even seen what people are saying. I would take Curry out.
I disagree. I would take Kawhi out. I mean, I'm not saying he's not a top five player. I'm just saying for that lineup.
Anthony Davis shouldn't be in the starting lineup either.
Was he the center?
Probably power forward center. They haven't got a center position anymore. They just call it big man.
No, but what you said, center is that five?
Yeah.
Oh, but who else?
Anthony Davis, Curry, KD, Kawhi, Harden,
Pachulia.
I'm just saying, like, that would have made KD play five. Like, move him over. Like, it just
maybe that was what it was. Maybe No. It was Kawhi because then I would have said KD play the four. That was what it was.
East, Kyrie, Antetokounmpo, Giannis.
He's
balling.
He's killing everybody.
Sense. LeBron, Jimmy Butler, and DeRozan.
Do you want to talk about breakout season? Jimmy Butler is a superstar.
DeRozan is balling too.
Yeah, but is he doing more than scoring? I mean, I know he's averaging almost 30 a game, but is he doing anything else? Jimmy Butler is literally doing everything and locking people up on defense too.
The Bulls are awful.
They are awful, but Jimmy Butler is Jesus Christ.
He should have got traded. I mean, he should have. He should have wanted to trade
Wade and what's his name? Rasul Butler. What's his name? What's the point guard? Rondo.
Oh, Rondo. Yeah, he doesn't even play anymore.
So never signed him.
Does it matter, Rondo? Do you think it's fair, or it should be, or does it matter?
What's fair?
That he's not voted into the starting lineup.
You mean Westbrook? Oh, you said Rondo.
I mean, Rondo ain't never been an All-Star again in his life.
I mean, right? he was a Boston.
Yeah, like, what, twice? Whatever, three times?
I have no idea.
By default.
He had, like, 27 assists a game when he was on that team, so.
Gosh, he sucks.
I don't think it has anything to do with fairness. I don't agree with the system in terms of, I don't think you should be able to vote a million times. Just let everyone vote once, and then your vote matters more.
I mean, I remember voting for the All-Star game, and all you had to do was vote once, go in, delete your cookies and whatever, and you could vote again.
Or you could open a private browser.
I think, to me, I'd probably rather the coaches just vote, to be honest with you. I mean, the fans do ridiculous stuff. Like, nobody does anything to take anything serious anymore. Like you said, Zaza Pachulia was like...
Yeah, but the players in the media even put him, like, in the top 12, which makes no sense to me because he averages 5 points a game and he's a dookie sandwich.
And right? Then when they let players vote...
He's just a role player.
They let the players vote, and they vote for themselves and their homies, and you got clowns like Mo Williams with votes and nonsense.
Shout out Mo Williams.
You know what's funny? I was arguing with somebody about Westbrook the other day. I was at the grocery store.
He should be a starter, bottom line, but anyway.
I mean, he should be. I actually kind of think, and I don't even know how it came to me, and I was like, I think Westbrook might be this generation's Iverson. I think he...
I mean, he's a better version of Iverson.
He's a way better version basketball player than Iverson. But, I mean, he's sort of like the same thing. He's not... Except what's funny is that our generation loved Iverson. I didn't care what Iverson did. Iverson could have went out there and robbed banks. I didn't care.
Oh, I thought you were talking about on the court.
I don't care. Off the court. Nobody cared. We didn't care. Iverson was just cool. All right, but for some reason, everyone's like, no one likes Westbrook. That's why the fans didn't vote him in. They don't like him.
I don't know if that's true.
I don't know about that. Now, you know what's funny? And I was like, you know what? I actually blame Jordan Brand. I do. I do. Because... It doesn't make any sense to have somebody as gifted as Westbrook and you don't know it. Like, you don't know it unless you're watching the games or following sports like we do religiously. But the fact that there's no Jordan, like, Westbrook should be on TV commercials with Jordan Brand all the time. All right.
I mean, I agree, but it's not all like the time. He's not. Isn't he on TV?
Doing what? I mean, selling, he plays basketball.
Selling his shoes or whatever?
I mean, he has like, what, one commercial? Maybe two a year?
I mean, he's...
One commercial that he had last year, he was dancing. It wasn't even about no shoes. They were just dancing. That was a stupid commercial, all right?
He had that...
And then he had the one where he's like running on the runway for the 31s.
Yeah, but he had that... Whatever the... He had the lifestyle shoe.
Yeah, but that was the dancing commercial, wasn't it? I don't know. I think so. I was so focused on them dancing. I was like, I don't know what they're selling. But I blame Jordan Brand. I'm sorry. And I do, because they're not making their athletes any more recognizable by anybody. And it's funny that we're watching the Hornets game right now, because I was like, you know what? If you're he got smashed on. It's funny is because
Dang, Noel.
Ooh. It's funny because pizza? I'm like, Jordan Brand has had, I was like, you know what? I'm about to look up every single Jordan Brand athlete. There might be a Jordan Brand athlete curse. Huh? I don't think you'll be a star.
Oldest man. Look at oldest man right here.
I don't think you'll be a star. Yo. I don't think you could be a star or win a championship while you're signed with Jordan Brand. I looked up every single athlete on Jordan Brand, and there's a total of 17 championships between everybody. And a lot of those ones, some of the players didn't even play. All right, I think Westbrook is destined for just gonna be where he is forever. Like, and I'm just making up something, a Jordan Brand curse.
Well, but here's the thing: no one who is like LeBron's not gonna sign with Jordan Brand. Kobe's not like the main alpha male who's gonna win the championships. Is not going to sign with Jordan Brand. They're going to have their own shoe.
Yeah, but you have...
So, like, Jordan Brand is probably lucky to have Russ, being that he's a top 4 or 5 player or whatever in the league. They probably got lucky with him, even though he doesn't really sell stuff. I'm actually kind of surprised he doesn't sell more to, like, that audience.
And that's Jordan's fault.
Who dress the way he does. No, I think he should be going to them and saying, I dress crazy. All these other kids wear these crazy tight pants.
That's why
cut off shirts. We need to make this.
And that's why I said That's why I said I think Russell Westbrook is this generation's Iverson, because all these kids out here dress crazy. All right, we look at Westbrook as like, what are you wearing? But I actually see kids and geeks at the light rail and the bus stop dressed like that.
Yeah, but Iverson didn't stand out for wearing baggy clothes. Everyone wore baggy clothes.
But it was
kind of hood how he was.
Now, seeing Iverson now,
He's not the opposite, because LeBron and all them wearing skinny pants too, but he's another level.
Flamboyant. Pause. I don't like using that word. You got to say pause when you use the word flamboyant.
Bruno Mars.
Yeah, but
you didn't say pause one time.
Bruno Mars is a star, all right?
I'm saying his name is Bruno, though.
Is that his real name? Pause. That's a wild name. I remember he got in trouble in Vegas for doing that cocaine. I was like, man, look at him. He got off the island and came to the mainland and started cutting up.
If I was a star, I'd be doing drugs too.
But you can't say that about Jordan Brand. Jordan Brand has Jimmy Butler, Kawhi Leonard, and Westbrook. They got 3 of the top, I think, 8 scores in the league.
Yeah, but
But have you seen a Jimmy Butler commercial? I haven't. Have you seen a Kawhi Leonard commercial? I haven't. I don't see nothing.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler does a lot of stuff.
What's he do? I see him in an NBA.com commercial. That sock puppet, right. I hate that commercial.
He does. He's on TV a lot.
On
websites and stuff.
You must be on like watching WGN. You must be watching that Chicago channel. I ain't never seen Jimmy Butler on anything. Nothing.
He's been on some stuff.
Kawhi Leonard, you ain't never seen him on a commercial. I can't think of one thing. I don't even know if he talks, but you ain't never seen that's Jordan Brand's fault.
Yeah, but it's not, because he's not selling anything. He
should be, though.
No, people aren't buying something that he's trying to peddle, is what I'm saying.
Because they're not making him peddle anything.
He's not cool.
You have to have him peddle something.
No personality, zero.
But why can't he be in a commercial why don't they bring back when they're going to retro a True Blue 3? Why don't they got him in a commercial?
Make fun of Derrick Rose. His shoes have always sucked. But why do you think they don't sell? He has no personality.
Yeah, he's weird.
Kyrie sell because Kyrie gets in trouble and his girl. Well, you know what I mean. Like, he'd be on social media doing stuff he shouldn't be doing. His girl outing him, all kinds of stuff.
Kyrie's are a little cooler than he plays with LeBron. Kyrie's wouldn't sell.
I mean,
Paul George shoes, they're not gonna sell. Period.
Yeah, but he's not.
They're not going to sell.
But he's not that.
And Paul George
like, type
is
a person either, though.
Yeah, but Paul George. If someone said right now, name top 10 players in the league, you and Paul George wouldn't even come to your mind. Wouldn't even come to my mind. And he's probably a top 7, 8 player.
I guess
in the
maybe we should be doing a top 10 on best NBA players.
But that's the thing. But you know what's funny is, even if you said top 10 players, I wouldn't think of Kawhi. Wouldn't even cross my mind. Yeah, I wouldn't even think of Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, I would.
Because you're a Bulls fan.
Nah, but he's like, I don't know if he's top 10 yet. He might be like.
Jimmy Butler is top 10 in the league.
12 to 15.
Jimmy Butler is top 10 in the
league. I would have to make a list to think about it.
Isaiah Thomas is top 10.
Nah, I mean.
What? Are you crazy?
I mean, he.
Isaiah Thomas is top 10 in the league.
I think you can't just have like one season where you just go nuts
he's
all of a sudden and then you're top 10.
He's had a few seasons.
Not like this year. This year they put his numbers up on the screen and was like better than Iverson's years.
So then is DeRozan top 10?
Nah, I don't think so.
Who the heck is in your top 10?
I think you're talking about guys that might be having like a top 10 season, but no. But they haven't backed it up. Like
DeRozan's had a good 3 solid
like LeBron
years.
Or Durant.
That's
or,
different.
Or
LeBron is already in greatest ever talks.
Or
KD.
I said KD, but no.
Curry.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
Curry
people that's done it for like 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. You know
Curry
what I mean?
Curry hasn't done it that long.
I would have... Curry. Anthony, you hate Anthony Davis, but I would have Anthony Davis above them.
I don't hate him. I hate that he's always hurt. He's hurt now.
Of course he is, but he would be above the people you mentioned.
No, he would be included.
Big Cuz would be above them.
Oh,
no.
He's top 5.
But you're saying top 10. I can name 10 guys that would be above those guys. Now, 12 to 15 ain't nothing. Harden's in there. 12 to 15 ain't nothing to scoff at. It's not like...
Harden's not top 10?
No, Harden is. I'm saying he's in the top 10. But when you start counting up how many dudes are in top 10, there ain't no room for the three guys.
Actually, you know what?
Russell Westbrook's in there.
True.
Kawhi is in there. I mean, you're running
No.
Running out of space.
You're right about Kawhi and Jimmy Butler being in there.
I
would have never.
Butler's
okay,
like not
fine.
In there,
Kawhi, yes, is, but I wouldn't have thought of him. Wouldn't have even came across my mind because you don't know nothing about
who
them.
Who are you putting above him? The people you named?
It would have been an accident. Like, no, I'm saying it would have been an accident. I left them out because they have no personality.
Yes, I know what
you don't
saying.
See them on TV. There's
but
no Jordan brand.
But if we would have been on the show like right now and you would have put Isaiah Thomas and then simple,
I would put
was
Isaiah
like,
Thomas.
Kawhi, you would have been like, oh my god, I can't believe.
Yeah,
I'm
you're right.
Him.
You're right.
That's
but if I said Isaiah Thomas, y'all should feel the same way. He's balled on a few teams.
I'm not.
He just
gets
different because he's short.
It's different. He might be having a top 10 season, but I don't think he's a top 10
player. He was balling
player.
Last year.
If you said, I'm going to start my franchise.
You think Kyrie's top 10?
Hold on. If you said, I'm going to start my franchise and we had 10 of us and we was drafting, they would not go in the top 10 of guys you're going to start a franchise with. All right? That to me is the definition for top 10 in the league. LeBron, KD, Harden, Kawhi, AD, Westbrook. Who else?
Joel Embiid.
Yeah, he might be next year, though. That's a crazy thing.
Joel Embiid.
They said he's having the best rookie season of, like, it's in a long time.
He's creeping of my favorite players.
Oh, KD? I didn't even say KD. That's 7.
Harden.
Big Cuz. That's 8. I said Harden.
Oh.
I mean, Thompson is borderline. Thompson's probably like 15-ish, maybe a little bit lower.
Yeah. He has
I mean,
moments.
It'd be hard for the ones that you name to get in that.
I mean, I guess top 20, top 15 isn't bad. It isn't, like, awful.
I would say of the guys you named, Butler is
but
probably
the highest. But you wouldn't put Kyrie in there, right?
Butler's, I don't think so, but I mean, he's
Damian
right
Lillard?
There.
Damian Lillard
can't
even get in the
All-Star.
You're
talking about a lot of dudes that's right there.
But no, you know, so I actually, all the people, like I said, with Jordan Brand, I actually put them down. And you know what's funny? The person that has the most championships... Who's been on Jordan Brown?
Oh, Chris Paul? We didn't even say Chris Paul. That's 9.
You put him in top 10?
Oh, come on. Chris Paul, let me tell you right now, of the active players, he's the only one behind LeBron active right now in win shares, which is like your what you contribute to a win in NBA history per game. He's the only one in the league active behind LeBron. A lot
he's
of people don't
getting,
give him the credit he deserves.
Oh, no. He's the very last real point guard. I mean, Rondo. But Rondo refuses to get his act right. But
Blake Griffin, when he's healthy, I put him above those guys because he's done it for multiple seasons. So that's what I'm saying. Like, 10 is prestige.
Yeah, but you're naming, like, there's a lot of Jordan Brand
he's
athletes
he's hurt
in there
and he
suck.
Hasn't played.
That top 10 has about 4 or 5
Blake
Jordan
is
Brand
one,
lineups.
Yeah, but Blake is one guy who can sell stuff because he's always on Kia.
Yeah, but he ain't
TV.
Selling Jordans.
I mean, he's
selling Kias.
Well, his shoes suck. That's why. So you're blaming the brand, and if you're blaming the brand for someone like Westbrook or Blake, who's outgoing and has a personality, then I agree with you. But if you're blaming him for Kawhi, who's boring as shit, like Butler, I think you can put in the category of outgoing, but I don't know if he's a star yet.
Kawhi Leonard has braids.
Like, we don't even know if the Hardens are selling. You know what I mean? I want to see numbers on those to see if, like, obviously some of the colorways have sold out, but they could have been low production pairs. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm curious how that's even selling. And he's been this year, I mean, like, some games 20 assists or whatever.
But yeah, honestly, choosing players with like zero personality. Actually, you know, another person that's actually on Jordan Brand that's with Kawhi is LaMarcus Aldridge. He has no personality either.
Zero. But a lot of big guys, for the most part, don't, unless you're like Shaq or KG or something.
He's not top 10 player?
Duncan.
Because he's been doing it a long time. LaMarcus Aldridge.
Nah.
He's been pretty good of a good 5, 6 years.
I just named like 9 or 10 guys that you would not put him above. All right.
I'd probably put him above Kawhi.
No. Come on.
Kawhi's only been doing it for 2-3 years.
Yeah.
LaMarcus Aldridge has been doing it for like a 7-8.
What, did he have like a streak of 36? I mean, 6 30-point games in a row or 7 30-point games in a row or something like that?
I'm going to read off some of these Jordan Brand athletes to show how weird they are. They're some of the weirdest people ever.
You talking about in all sports or NBA?
All sports. All
right.
They're some of the weirdest people ever. And I can't think of one Jordan commercial featuring any of these people to sell a shoe. LaMarcus Aldridge. I don't know if he's weird, but he ain't somebody I think of. Vin Baker. He's a drunk. Marvin Harrison. Marvin Harrison is one of the weirdest people of all time.
But a lot of people
and possibly a murderer.
Yes, he is. But people didn't realize, like, at the time when he's playing for Indianapolis, people were thinking, like, oh, he's nice and wholesome. And then you realize he was from South Philly.
I didn't even believe it when all that stuff happened at that car wash. I was like, nah, they must have got the wrong guy, you know, because he doesn't talk. He's the nicest guy ever. Andre Ward, boxing. I don't really follow Andre Ward that much. But
he doesn't fight enough. Good. That's the problem. He has a personality, but he doesn't fight enough. Like, if you check his Twitter and Instagram and stuff, he's always, like, saying crazy stuff or putting on for Oakland or whatever, but he just doesn't fight
enough.
He's
from Oakland?
He goes away.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
He goes away for, like, a whole year before he fights again. That's why no one knows who he is.
Boxing is so whack.
He hurts his hands all the time, so he has to recuperate. Yeah.
Jimmy Butler, he's kind of weird. Earl Thomas on the Seahawks. He's weird.
I don't know if I've ever paid attention to him, to like weird. Anything from him. I mean, were you saying like he considered retirement after the broken leg kind of weird? Or like
no, like weird? Talking weird. Like,
oh, I don't think I've ever seen
weird.
Him.
Yeah, Joe Johnson, he's kind of weird. I just named about seven. No, I named one, two. I named seven people, and out of those seven, there's only two championships out of that seven, and both are with football. Marvin Harrison and Earl Thomas. Mike Bibby. I mean, I've kind of been around him a few times.
Here's the thing I don't understand about Mike Bibby, because you have
he's one of the original Jordan
Brand.
You
have some
people.
Like hood stories, and I have some stories from down in Tucson, because they would go, the team would go out, I'm assuming, hang with girls, go to parties, go to bar, whatever. And Mike Bibby would stay home and play video games with like his roommate or something. Instead of going and like hanging out with girls and to the club or whatever else, he would stay like my buddy was his roommate. And then, I mean, he was only there 2 years, but still, like, it was like all kinds of stories like that where they would, and I mean, it doesn't matter now,
probably
it's a long time
then,
ago,
though.
But like Jason Terry and them be smoking weed. And Donnell Harris and them cats be smoking weed. And Bibby would just be in there playing video games by himself like a nerd. You know? Like, I didn't get it. It made no sense.
I mean,
I seen Miles Simon show up with like one girl on each arm to a party. It makes no
sense.
He
was wild. But that might be why Miles Simon never amounted to nothing. He got drafted by Orlando. But Mike Bibby was always hurt.
He won like NCAA.
See, I don't really know.
Player of the year or whatever. Tournament MOP. So, yeah.
You see, Bibby was always in the hood. But to be honest with you, I never seen him doing nothing crazy. I just remember my old high school girlfriend was braiding Michael Dickerson's hair. They were getting ready to go to Up and Smoke concert. And it was Michael Dickerson, this other dude, I'm not going to say his name, and Mike Bibby. And they were getting their hair braided. The only thing I thought was weird about them was, like, they were in the front yard looking at a Playboy magazine. And I'm like, you guys are actually rich. Like, you guys are rich. You could probably go out and get any girl you want right now. And you're in the front yard in a gang neighborhood, just standing out there looking at a Playboy magazine. I was like, where did you get this? Barnes and Nobles? Like, where do you get this Playboy from? And that's a fact story. Other players, Darius Miles, Jordan Brand.
Yeah, he
Q Richardson.
They're the best dunk I've ever. The two best dunks I've ever seen in my entire life on somebody was Darius Miles and Steven Jackson in person.
Wait, he dunked on Steven Jackson?
No. The two separate best
dunks. Oh, Steven Jackson, brawl in the palace, Steven Jackson? Yeah, really?
NBA Steven Jackson. What a lot of people don't realize is Steven Jackson was supposed to go to Arizona. And they would have had Dickerson, Bibby, Miles Simon, Jason Terry, and Steven Jackson on that team. Anyways, he couldn't qualify or something, but he was in a rec center, and I walked in a rec center one day, and they were practicing or whatever. And the dude who was maybe the ninth or tenth man on the roster, but 6'9", big dude, and you know how good that team was. They just came off winning a national championship. Steven Jackson jumped from between the free throw line and the dotted off 2 feet and dunked the most fiercest dunk I've ever seen in person. Put him inside the basket. Insane. Steven Jackson in high school and JC whatever was I'm not going to say it was like Michael Jordan, but it was stupid. And then I think he got in a car accident or something and it ruined his, obviously he played in the league, but it ruined a lot of his athleticism because he actually was
How bad was the accident? Steven Jackson always had that Rasheed Wallace talent where it was God, he could be really good.
But he was a super athlete when he was younger, and then as he got older, you saw his game was post-ups and jump shots and that
stuff. It got really slow. Yeah, it was exactly.
Everyone was slow motion. When he was in high school, it wasn't like that. And then Darius Miles, so every year, Michael Jordan's camp for kids is in Santa Barbara.
Was this one on TV?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
So every year, I'm sure it's different now with social media and shit, but this is way back. So this is when Darius Miles was just maybe first or second year in the league. So before social media and all that, digital cameras had just came out and people were filming at the event. But anyway, so Santa Barbara gym, Michael Jordan's, camp and the counselors who would be the top college players, NBA rookies, Bibby was there, Darius Miles was there, Quentin Richardson was there, Andre Miller was there. I saw Corey Maggette was there before he enrolled at Duke.
Jay Williams was there. Somebody.
Yeah. Well, in high school, everybody thought he was going to be the next Jordan. So,
facts.
But anyways, they got the ball and went down on the break. And somebody gave the ball to Darius Miles. And for some reason, Andre Miller jumped. And it was the most ridiculous dunk I've ever seen.
Andre Miller?
Yeah, point guard? Andre Miller. For some reason, it was during the counselor games that for some reason he jumped. And Darius Miles might have put his entire body in a casket. It was the most ridiculous dunk I've ever seen in my entire life. Because Darius Miles was super talented and athletic, but you never was he's a superstar.
Because he was only good at dunking. That was it.
Yeah, but everyone, it was the potential is to be great. And
he came out of high school and got drafted.
And it was one of the most craziest dunks I've ever seen in my entire life. And Andre Miller was super embarrassed. So.
I believe it. But Darius Miles, another weird person.
Oh, he's broke. Very weird.
He Jordan Brand
is now.
Q Richardson.
Yeah, he still got PEs floating around.
Terrell Owens.
Yeah, but he's
Richard Hamilton.
Did a lot of stuff. He won a championship.
Weird. Yeah, but he won with Jordan Brand. That's one. Charles Woodson. Yeah, he has a championship, but he wasn't on Jordan Brand when he won it.
Green Bay.
CeCe Sabathia. He's an alcoholic, but he does got a championship. Michael Finley has a championship with the Spurs.
With Dallas too, right?
No, just the Spurs.
He wasn't there when they beat. Nope. Oh, okay.
Roy Jones, Carmelo, Blake Griffin, Kawhi Leonard, Eddie Jones.
Carmelo is just weird in general.
Chris Paul.
Not as a person, but he's just weird.
Bad decisions. He just doesn't have he's any direction over anything he wants to do. He's so stuck in New York. I think if I was him, I would call my accounts.
He's old and sucks now.
I would check all my accounts, make sure I'm really good. And I would go to the Knicks and say, you can just terminate my contract and I'll just start over somewhere. Because I don't know if he cares. Chris Paul, Randy Moss, Dwayne Wade has 3 championships and not one while he was on Jordan. Maya Moore has 3 while on Jordan for the WNBA. She might be the best Jordan athlete ever.
All right.
Ray Allen.
Michael Jordan.
Yeah, okay, besides Jordan. Ray Allen has 2. Derek Jeter has four, so Derek Jeter might be the best. Derek Anderson has one with the Heat, with the Miami Heat.
Yeah, 2006.
Steven Jackson has one with the Spurs. And Dez Bryant.
You only got one?
Yep, that's it. Steven Jackson has one with the Spurs, and then Dez Bryant. That's not even every single Jordan athlete. I'm missing McNabb. I think Culpepper at one point. Josh Freeman. All the baseball players. Gio Giovanni. Like, all these players. Like, Jordan Brand will take you nowhere. It's just cool. It will. I would never sign with Jordan Brand. Any high school, college athlete who has the opportunity,
well, I mean,
you better sign with
football
Adidas.
Football and baseball is different, at least in terms of the cleat they give you. Like, maybe with Adidas, you'll get better shoes as part of your deal. But the cleats that you'll get from Nike, unless they start putting Boost in cleats, and it just is amazing.
Well, the football Ultra Boost has Boost in it. I know it had Boost in it.
Yeah, when you so from the side, it doesn't look like it, but when you look in the insole, yeah, there's the Boost out there. Yeah, but it might not be comfortable, though, because not you say NMDs ain't comfortable. I mean, they are, but they ain't as comfortable as
those. But those Mike Trout cleats that we have for softball, I was surprised how comfortable they were. Like, you could feel the air, and I was like, oh, I thought they'd just be rock solid. But yeah, Jordan Brand, it'll ruin you. I wouldn't. Westbrook, he's ruined. He'll never get a championship. Chris Paul will never get a championship. Blake Griffin will never get a championship.
He left. If he goes somewhere else, he'll win one.
The only player that would get another championship is Kawhi. Maybe. He might get one. LaMarcus Aldridge.
As long as Pop is there, they can win. Period.
We'll see, man. They'll win, but I don't think they've beaten the Warriors or anybody.
They've been winning championships.
I don't know, man. I think if I would never sign with Jordan Brand. Chris Paul, he's done. Randy Moss, like... They never promoted Randy Moss like that. Like, you just don't think of nothing. They were still doing Jordan commercials. I think Jordan is still in Jordan commercials now. He doesn't even do anything. Anyways, what else you got? That's it?
I don't know. You got the list.
Yeezys come out February. I care. I guess. If you still care? I kind of feel like Yeezys are fizzling out.
I care about the all-black ones and all-white ones, but anything else? Other than that, I'm just going to try to get it and sell it.
I'm going to try. I mean, I actually feel like Yeezys are slowly fading away. Like, $400 or $500. I mean, that's still a lot of money, but $400 for, like, some Yeezys? Like, you can get olives, coppers for $400. You can find some
balloons. I don't think you can get those that low.
Yeah, I mean, you can.
Well, I don't know where you're looking, but...
I look on Twitter, I'm like, oh, they want $400.
The red ones are $800 on GOAT now.
Red ones are high. Belugas are high. But I've seen belugas worn 2-3 times, $450, $500.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
I have, and I'd pay that. But everything else, I'm definitely trying for this. I'm trying for these Yeezys. I want the white ones. I don't really care for the black ones that much. I like how they're actually black. But I don't know.
Not to change the subject, but these right here, I seen a video of someone unbox those. I didn't know what they were. I didn't know they made a purple Ultra Boost. That's crazy. I mean, but it's like muted purple.
Sneaker Politics had them. Them joints are tight.
Yeah, they are. Women's size, though.
So, Yeezy dropping. I guess we'll try.
I'm going to try. I mean, it's not... If I made a Boost list, the Kith one would be number one. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Which one?
Kith.
Oh, the white one?
No, the one I have.
I thought you were talking about them all white mids.
I mean, yeah, they're dope, but I mean, that's a unicorn. That doesn't exist.
Anything else? I think that's it. Top 10 action movies?
Top 10 action movies.
All right, so we're going to do top 10 action, I guess.
Honorable mentions is long.
Mine is long, too. I don't even know if it's greatest ever. It's just to us. Like, because some of these are like, they're just... I mean, when people talk about sneakers being nostalgic, I never feel nostalgic buying sneakers.
Oh, shit. I need to put another one on here.
So
I might have to add two to this.
I got top 11, top 12. I just couldn't figure it out.
I got top 10 with a million honorable mentions.
I do, too. But like I was saying, I never feel nostalgia with sneakers. I never would buy Space Jam to be like, man, I remember having these. Like, I don't. But when it comes to movies... I don't care how awful the movie is, I will watch it. Demolition Man isn't on my list, but I will watch it. And Demolition Man might be one of the worst movies in cinematic history. Okay. Facts. It was weird. All right.
Yeah, I mean.
First of all, their interpretation of the future was odd.
Yeah, Sandra Bullock and Benjamin Bratt, like, weirdos. Like, I just don't get it.
I didn't get it. I'm going to go first. Because I'm gonna get, I gotta rattle these honorable mentions off, and then you can rattle yours off. So honorable mentions for our favorite action movies of the 90s. I got,
and again, action movies.
They have action?
No, I'm saying, like, oh, so the people know, they're like, you didn't put, you know what I mean? Okay. Like, action.
So, action.
Not, like, if it has right. some comedy, but it's an action right. movie, that's fine.
I got Blown Away. Jeff Daniels. It's a good movie.
I watched it the other day, but I don't know if I put it on there.
That was a good movie. They were shook, but they couldn't find out who would make all them bombs. And it was the, like, retired officer or whatever he was. Lethal Weapon 4. I could watch that a million times. That's like when Jet Li was, like, introduced to everybody and was kicking everybody's
There's
butt.
A lot of funny lines in that. Like,
I love that
when Chris Rock was like, what do you think I had a pleasant Crimson Calendar?
I love Lethal Weapon 4. I saw that about 5 times in theater. We just snuck in. The Rock. I got The Rock on there. One, because it was in San Francisco. You never see movies somewhere else back in the besides California and New York. All the time. Bad Boys. I put Bad Boys not in the top 10 because it didn't age well. You watch the original Bad Boys now, it's weird. You can watch Bad Boys 2 now, but Bad Boys 1 looks crazy.
I mean, it's in my honorable mention list. It didn't make my top 10, but it's definitely on the list.
Passenger 57.
Yes, absolutely. Honorable mention. Fire.
Hard to Kill, Steven Seagal.
I would put that on there because I grew up and watched that movie a million times. A billion but there's times, so many man. Other ones that are better now to me that I was like, I can't fit it on there anywhere.
I mean, Steven Seagal now is a weirdo and corny, but he might be one of my favorite actors growing up. So many movies. Under Siege. I just watched that with Rocio the other night. Rocio was like, this is the worst movie I've ever seen. Tommy Lee Jones is a bad guy. I mean, he looked old then.
Yeah, it's fire.
I love that movie. All right. Starship Troopers. I really debated on putting that in the top 10 because that's a really underrated movie. That was a really good movie. Terminator 2 probably should have been in top 10, but Terminator 2 was like, it was like the original Matrix. He was too much thinking. He was like, what? Stuff was happening. But I loved it though. Point Break probably should have been top 10, but Point Break. Have you watched the new one yet?
Should have been.
Have you watched the newer one?
Yeah, it's trash.
It's garbage. It felt like the fastest movie ever. I was like, why are they jumping out of stuff already? They didn't did anything. In the Line of Fire with Clint Eastwood. I thought that was really good. All right. Ricochet. I grew up watching that with my uncle. Denzel Washington and John Lithgow.
Oh, is that which one that is? I'm thinking of the other one.
I would have put it in my top 10 because it's something to me. But it got wild in that movie when they like shot up Denzel with heroin and like took pictures of him in the bed. It got weird quick. I got Surf Ninjas and Three Ninjas. Three Ninjas. Bruh. You cannot tell me when you was a kid and you saw Three Ninjas.
They're not making my list. I watched them, but they're not making my list.
You didn't go home and try to do karate. Me and my brother went home and immediately got to fighting karate in the front yard. Facts. All right. Eraser with Vanessa Williams. Yeah. And the weapon in that movie was just ridiculous. And Armageddon. Armageddon might be the most unrealistic movie ever in the history. If we did a top 10 unrealistic movies, that might be number one. They landed on an asteroid in 2 rocket ships. All right. The accuracy in the mathematics involved with that is insane. All right. But that movie made me incredibly sad when Aerosmith got to singing. When Bruce Willis died, I was like, yo, my eyes feel funny. So those are my honorable mentions. All right. I'm dying to hear your movies. What's the honorable mentions?
You're adding movies, not the ones you listed either as we go.
What are your honorable mentions?
So many of them. All right. Honorable mentions. True Lies.
That's in your honorable mentions?
Something about that movie is fire.
Fire. That's in my top.
Yeah, but it's like slapstick, so it was hard for me to put it like over these other ones.
But the actual action in it, when he was flying that fighter jet, I may want to be a pilot. Some of the greatest action ever in a movie.
God, Golden State is losing now. True Lies, the original Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
MI. Bad Boys is definitely in there too. Yeah. One that you didn't mention, I'm kind of surprised. Enemy of the State with Will Smith.
I did like that movie. It was a really good movie.
You didn't like it?
No, I did. It was really good. But you know what's funny is I always got that one confused with the one with Chris Rock and Hannibal Lecter. Remember that they had like an Enemy of the State type movie?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I always get them too confused.
I watch that Bad Company. Bad Company. I watch that I watch that all the time too whenever it comes on. But that one didn't age well at all, cuz I thought it was great when it was
like, I did too.
10 years ago. So I said True Lies, Mission Impossible, Bad Boys. Did I say Bad Boys yet? Yeah. Enemy of the State, Passenger 57, definitely.
Of course.
I mean, it's on a top 10 list somewhere. If I could put 10 of like,
if my list could be all Denzel, I mean all Wesley Snipes and all not Beanie Siegel, Steven Seagal, it would be. What else?
Desperado. You didn't say
I
that.
I thought about it.
Die Hard 3, the third one. I just liked how they had like the like you had to figure the riddle out to like save the people or whatever.
But I can't watch those anymore.
I can still watch
that
too.
They're too old. I could watch the first one.
Total Recall.
Carl Winslow.
When I saw Total Recall, I wanted to
go. I never liked Total Recall.
What?
Never. I didn't like that it was Arnold in it. He was too weird and dramatic. When he would be yelling, I can't stand seeing him yell. I never liked Total Recall. Total Recall was a weird movie and a whack video game.
No, it was fire. I don't know if I played the video game, but the movie was fire. T2, obviously, Terminator 2 had to be in there. Just because they like completely reversed the plot from the first one. It was dope.
I thought that was going to be in your top 10.
Murder at 1600. I'm telling you. Love them Wesley Snipes.
How did I forget that? And I watched that every time it comes on.
And another Wesley Snipes movie, my last movie. Actually, I might have one more, but I found one that needed to be in the top 10, so I missed U.S. Marshals. Him and Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, he was the fugitive running.
Yeah.
Dang it. See, I was thinking fugitive, but that was
Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford. Yeah. Dang it.
Yep.
My list would be all Wesley. That's a good one. Dang, Murder at 1600.
And then I have to figure out another one to drop out, but I'll wait till do your 10 through 6, and then I'll figure out which one.
Well, mine's 11 through 6 or 7.
Oh, so you got 11?
I got 11. I would have had 15. I couldn't figure it out. I had 12. I took out 11 12. Then. Number 11, Con Air.
All
right. I could watch Con Air any day of the week.
I didn't put it on there. Every single day. There, but it's fire.
They just did it well. I mean, it was good. I got Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 1 and 2. All right. Come on. You cannot say those aren't on there.
Here's an app show.
Because, I mean, they never used real turtles ever again. They're a cartoon now. I don't understand how technology back in the day allowed them to have real turtles on the streets. Those movies were done really good.
I mean, it was a good costume.
That was great. I love them. Number 9, Executive Decision. I watched that.
I was going to put it on there, but I
watched that once every 3 weeks, so I don't care. I mean, I love that movie. I mean, that one had Kurt Russell.
It's just
Steven Seagal.
It's just unprecedented because Steven Seagal dies in the first 10 minutes.
And it's Kurt Russell.
Oh, by the way, the movie spoiler alert if you haven't seen any of these movies, because we are talking about them.
I encourage everybody to check out all these movies that we're talking about, because every single one is good. Steven Seagal dies in the first like 16 minutes of the movie. All right, I mean he died in fashion,
and that's on the heels of being the hero in like every other movie. Under Siege,
he flew.
Under Siege 2,
I mean,
hard to kill.
They were in between an airliner and a stealth bomber or whatever that is, and he flew out the thing. I mean, he died in style. Number 8, I got Independence Day.
Independence Day might
be the only alien movie where I thought, wow, what if that happened? And the aliens, like, you know, they look like aliens, I guess. Number 7, Set It Off.
All right.
Set It Off was good.
I'm glad we got a different list, because it was a lot of honorable mentions that was the same thing.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be similar. Set It Off I got on there because it was all women cast. All those women now, I don't think they do anything. Vivica Fox.
I mean,
Vivica Fox
still is.
Oh, Queen Latifah still is. Jada Pinkett. I mean, she's married to Will Smith. Yeah, I don't know what she's doing.
I mean, she did.
And the other actors, they've been in
movies, but because of one.
I can't think of her name, but she was in like a couple Tyler Perry things, and I can't even think of if there's somebody else in there. But it was great. It was done well. Like, it was real. Like, it was a real story. And I guess I'll do number 6, Die Hards. I mean, all of them that came out in the 90s. I mean, they're just cult classics.
I just didn't love the airport one for some reason. I like the fact that they
had, that was three, right? With a Vengeance?
No, that was two.
Which one was?
The one with Samuel L. Jackson was the third one.
In New York City. Oh, yeah, okay.
That's the one that was on my honorable mentions.
Samuel L. Jackson was ugly. Wow, he's a great
I watched
actor.
Unbreakable the other day. He's super ugly.
Unbreakable sucks.
It kind of does. But trash. It didn't make much sense.
It was like a whole M. Night Shyamalan marathon on that channel. The Lady in the Water, one of the worst movies in the history.
All right, you read it back?
Sure. Number 11, Con Air. Number 10, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 1 and 2. Executive Decisions, Independence Day, Set It Off, and just Die Hards that came out in the 90s. Because the original Die Hard came out, what, 87? 89?
Yeah, 87. 88 or 89.
Something like that.
All right, so I don't know which one to move down into honorable mentions. It just feels like it's going to be disrespect. So, number 11, Blade.
It's in there.
Blade, I mean.
Oh, it's in mine.
Fire.
It's in mine.
I assume the other Blades were after the 90s, but because I think Blade was like in 98, so I'm assuming the rest of them were after. But
I guess so.
Number 10, Point Break. Got to be in there.
I mean.
Johnny Utah.
I think that might be the one I moved out, and I didn't want to.
Number 9, Speed. I mean, I don't know how you make a top 10 without Speed. It was
a
new concept. Number 8, The Rock. I think you mentioned
that.
That's
my honorable mentions.
And number 7, The Matrix.
Number 7?
Yeah, you might have it higher, but The Matrix, number 7. Because all these other ones on here are that much better. Number 6, and I almost forgot it, and I had to write it in. I can't believe I forgot it, but New Jack City. I can't believe I forgot New Jack City.
New Jack City? 1991.
That's why I forgot it.
Action, though.
I mean, I would consider it an action movie. What do you? I mean, you would call it a drama or what?
I mean, I guess it is action.
I mean, there's a lot of shooting and like slinging dope and cops busting in and stuff like that. So,
I mean, I guess that's pretty much the concept of blown away and stuff. But wasn't them blowing up and all that? I don't know.
I mean, there was a lot of guns being shot. You know?
I guess it is action. Action drama? I guess. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. Love that movie. What else you got? That's it?
Yeah, so Blade 11, Point Break 10, Speed 9, The Rock 8, Matrix 7, New Jack City 6.
Matrix 7?
Wait till you're in the top 5.
All right. Number 5, Rush Hour.
I thought about putting that in there, but Rush I just Hour. Figured it would be in the comedy section.
But it was action.
I mean,
it was stuff blowing up.
Yeah, something blew up, but I mean, you put it into action, that's fine. I think I just was like,
Rush Hour is one of the greatest movies of all time to me, though.
It is.
I mean, I could watch that every single day. Number 4, Speed. Speed was stressful, all right? The only issue I did have with Speed is that once the bus and everything was over, the movie still kept going. Then it then it got on the subway. I was like, it can be over now.
High intensity.
Number 3, Matrix. I mean, I remember me and my friend was...
Yeah, it was a completely new concept. Nobody was...
I'd never seen a commercial. I'd never seen anything. We had went to the movie theater. My friend's mom was going to pick us up. And it was too early. So we just walked in. I mean, obviously we didn't pay. But we just walked in the theater. The theater was packed to capacity, and I'm talking about like at noon in like Bay Area. We're in California. The only seats available were on the very front row, so we sat in the front row.
Oh yeah, that's the worst.
Had never seen action. I mean, that was the groundbreaking. All right, people still use that. People use that to this day.
Okay, the series still doesn't make any sense to me.
It makes no sense whatsoever.
When he was standing there with the
Keymaster,
who was that man? The architect? I still don't know what he was talking about.
We watched.
If anyone knows what he was talking about, please explain it to me.
When they started being in that, I don't know what they were, like snakes or. I don't know. Whatever the last one was, it was way too much. Like, it just got too much. That's why it's where it is, because we just don't know. Number 2, Blade. I mean, it's number 2 because, one, I love Wesley Snipes. Number 2 is because all the vampire movies I remember growing up watching with, like, my dad and stuff were, like, I mean, Count Dracula, you know, he lived in a coffin and it was weird. Blade was off the hook, all right? And it was vampires everywhere. And number one, True Lies. True Lies might be
left a lot of good stuff out.
True Lies might be the greatest action movie of all. Of action scenes?
No, it's not. No, my number one is, but I'll get there.
Action scenes. Hand-to-hand combat action scenes, Matrix, all right? Matrix. I'm talking about fighter jets, helicopters, chases, fighting. Bro, when he was in that Harrier and he just hopped in and he just, like, flew off, I was like, dude, he knows how to fly that, too? That was off the hook, bro. That movie was off the hook.
Yeah, he thought it was real life.
So, recap real quick. Just diehards. Rush Hour, Speed. Speed was stressful. When the man said something Wildcat, and they figured out, and Keanu Reeves can't act. Keanu Reeves
can or can't?
Can't. In that movie, he was so no. All right, he can only act in. And what's the movie we waiting Matrix. For? He don't gotta say much in that. John Wick, and Matrix. Yeah. That's the only he knows how to act in.
Can't wait.
Matrix, Blade, and True Lies. What you got?
Number five. Leon the Professional. I can't.
Oh yeah, I was gonna put that in. I was gonna put that in, but that didn't age well either.
Yes, it did.
I don't know, man. The what's her name was annoying. The girl now.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
But that was a good
movie. He's a beast.
That movie was tight.
I was upset when he died. Again, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Number four. It was my favorite movie until the number one movie came out. So. It's one of my, I'm going to say it's top five for me all time. Not best, but top five, my favorite. Clear and Present Danger.
I was going to put that in there. I was going to put that in there, but I think I decided between that and In the Line of Duty or whatever it was.
Fire.
In the Line of Sight, whatever it was.
Harrison Ford. Clear and Present Danger. That was one of my favorite. See, I mean, it still is one of my favorite movies of all time.
I was deciding between that, the one that I said with Clint Eastwood, whatever that was.
Oh, yeah. In Line of Fire
and Air Force One.
Oh, yeah. Air Force One. But it wasn't better than Clear and Present.
I was just mad. I'm like, man, ain't no president about ain't nobody about that. I don't care who you are.
Number three, I like the movie, but it's more in the top three because of where it holds its place of all time, Saving Private Ryan. Saving Private Ryan is probably one of the top 10, 25, 15, whatever movies of all time, period.
Believe it or not, never seen it.
I won't spoil it for you then. You need to go watch
it. All I know is that there's like body parts everywhere. But
there's a lot of stuff blowing up.
The times I could have watched it was on TBS or TNT.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to watch it on that. So I was like, one day I'm just going to pay for it or get the DVD. And I've never seen it.
You better get the, what you call it?
What, the Fire Stick?
Fire Stick.
I might have to buy one, though, because I'm tired of seeing people on social media like with fire, and they got like playing Nintendo and stuff. Fire like emoji, I need to see one.
And number two and number one that you didn't even have on the list. I'm disappointed
in they weren't on my list.
Number two, Ronin. I can't believe you didn't have Ronin on there.
Ronin's not that good, bro. Ronin's overrated. With Al Pacino, right? When they went, they were like in a
Robert De Niro.
I mean De Niro, and they were like in Italy and all that.
France or something, but
no, way overrated.
Man. You smoking?
Back when we watched it, when we were like
Ronin
younger,
is one of the greatest movies.
I think
ever.
It was my dad's favorite different movie of all time. I was deciding between that and Heat. I thought about Heat because me and my dad always watched Heat, but I don't think I could remember. I haven't seen Heat in probably like a good 15 years, so I can't remember.
You tripping about that too? Because number one on the list is Heat, the greatest shootout scene in his cinematic history. It was immediately after the Hollywood bank rob, the North Hollywood bank robbery shootout. They filmed that and had the same kind of feel.
Shootout.
I lost it. I remember when I first had surround sound, I turned the bass all the way up and put the shootout scene on. I was blown away.
That might have been the greatest shootout then. There's got to be some Quentin Tarantino's that's way past shootouts on that.
That Heat is number one. It's with the cast, first time Pacino and De Niro ever in a movie together, and I don't know if they have been together since then.
They have. With like a romantic comedy.
Actually, maybe they were both in...
I don't remember.
They were both in Godfather and Godfather 2 maybe or something, but it was like the first one they had been in since way back then.
Godfather's 90?
No. I'm saying first movie they had been in since... Yeah. No, the original Godfather was like 77 or something.
No, I mean like 2, 3...
I don't think they're all the rest of them in the 80s, but I don't know. You can't, don't quote me on that. It might be 90 or something like that. Yeah, Heat, number one. I don't know.
I thought about it.
Can't believe you didn't have Heat or Ronin.
I mean, like I said, Ronin was my dad's favorite movie of all time. I watched Ronin and Heat with him all the time. All right, but Ronin, I watched it again like recently, and I was like, oh, this is kind of whack.
Dude, when he clowned Sean Bean and like
when they were running through like the Coliseum or whatever, and he shot him, I was like, it didn't age well. It didn't. It wasn't they painted good
the
anymore.
Case and threw the case and he looked and had paint on his hand and he was like, it's fake, and threw it back in the car and it blew up. Fire. And they had the sniper in the skating rink.
When was the last time you saw it? You gotta watch it again.
Recently. I mean, well, not like super recently, but in the last couple of years.
Oh, no. You gotta see it again.
It doesn't matter. It's one of my favorite movies of all time.
See, I watched it. I watched it like.
They did the scene where they're explaining what the, like, 23. I don't know how many Ronin it was, the original story. 23, 48, something like that. But when he was explaining to Robert De Niro what the original Ronin story was, fire.
Heat's better than Ronin.
And he was there making the little, like, Japanese samurai with the, like.
I'm gonna have to watch it again.
Fire!
I'm gonna have to watch because it's dry now. Though. It's like, you tripping. I fell asleep like 5 times.
When he clowned Sean Bean with that coffee, and then he said, "Draw the assault," and he drew it, and he clowned him in like 2 seconds.
I mean, yeah, that was funny. All right, fire. That's probably the best scene in the entire movie. All right, that one, and then the scene where they're sitting in the car, like you said. Chill out, I don't know. Ronan might be like, I don't
know. Also, one of the greatest chase driving scenes of all time because it actually looks like De Niro was driving the car. Like, you look at the look on his face, he looks shook.
I mean, I think he was driving, wasn't he?
I mean, normally they don't let stars drive off the
bridge.
Like that.
He drove up the top of that bridge, too, looking for that girl.
He was driving. It was the craziest car look I've ever seen on an actor's face.
I don't know. I'm going to have to think about that. Anything else? Nothing else?
That's it.
Nothing but a shout out? Nothing? Trying to think.
Shout out to whoever can get me Yeezys for retail, I guess. Shout out to anyone who can just loan me like $20,000.
Follow us on everything.
Just send a gift.
Yo, Davis Bridal want to sponsor us, hit us up. We're looking for sponsors, son.
We'll put a sign up at the wedding. Don't worry.
We'll do a podcast from Davis Bridal. Oh, my God. Cleveland is in overtime with the Kings? Oh, my God. Bruh, they lost to the King. Anyway, that's the stink diss.